Without school in session across Massachusetts, adjustment counselors and other mental health staff are having to find new ways to serve their students. Just as with teachers, many of these providers are making a quick pivot to using online resources such as video conferencing software. But as WBUR's Kara Young reports, that access is also leading to some new challenges.
School counselor Kara Breiling says working remotely and video conferencing with her students has come with a pretty steep learning curve.
I had a call today with a student who had four other siblings in the house, and it was really difficult to hear her, and it was difficult for her to have privacy to, you know, tell me the things she needed to tell me.
Breiling works at Triton High School in Northeast Massachusetts, which offers a two-month program called Bridge for Resilient Youth in Transition, or BRIGHT, which helps kids transition back to school after a mental health-related absence. Typically, Breiling would see her eight students a lot during the day.
So students come into our classroom first thing in the morning, and we're with them all day long, so they have that constant ability to be checking in with us.
But with schools closed, that can't happen. She's trying to reach out daily by email or text and video chat at least once a week. Breiling also set up a Google Classroom that she populates daily with videos and activities that students can use to work on coping skills. And to help counselors like Breiling navigate these new virtual settings, there are video conference trainings.
Welcome. It's good to see you all this morning.
Sarah Rigney is leading today's video conference for the Brookline Center for Community Mental Health, which created BRIGHT. The conversation covered several topics, including best practices for telemental health, like having emergency procedures and contact numbers in place before getting started with a student.
Like if I had a student who disclosed that they were suicidal and then they refused to contract for safety with me, they could decide to turn the video feed off. What do I do then, right? So my concern at that point was I'm going to call their emergency contact. If I can't get through to that person, then I'm going to have to call the police to go do a wellness check-up.
Rigney explains these steps are necessary for an online session because this type of quick escalation is much less common in person. When counselors are face-to-face with a student, their calm energy often helps to de-escalate a situation, but that doesn't really translate in the virtual world. School leaders like Natick Superintendent Anna Nolan also worry that the shutdown will make it harder to identify students who might newly be in need of mental health services. She says when teachers are in the classroom, they're trained to identify trauma.
We're going to try to recreate that system as best that we can in this difficult closure period. So we're asking all of our teachers and counselors to conduct live video classroom chats with our students to check in on their social and emotional well-being.
Nolan is hoping that a free phone service that connects kids to mental health providers in town will also help them weather this extended break from school. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kara Young.